caught you in a rush, foe. What you trying to meet your maker, darling? Oh, you running out of time, huh? Look, time ain't even real. You really need to chill. It's all an illusion. You get it mixed up in the fusion. Whatever it is you're trying to see, you can sit down and just believe. But I wouldn't ever be the same old thing. But I can tell you straight, it ain't no game, baby. Oh, God bless me. God help me. Oh, I think I'm insane.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. He tuned in to another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill. I got the homie Aisha in the building. Aisha, what up?
What up, what up, what up?
What's going on?
I'm chilling, bro. How are you?
I'm cool and appreciate you pulling up.
Thanks for having me.
For sure. And that's on Morgan, because she hit me. She was like, yo, I got the perfect person for the podcast, and I need you to have her on. I said, you know, you got the open door policy. Pull up with her. We set a date, and you here.
Shout out to Morgan.
Always shout out to Morgan.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And you're an esthetician, right?
Correct.
What does that mean?
So esthetician is basically, studying like skincare, body care.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to say self-care as well.
Yeah.
So basically that's what it sums up to.
How long you been doing it?
It's been 2 years now.
Oh, that's what's up.
2 years.
So what were you doing prior?
I was a nursing field.
Oh, yeah. You said you don't really... Well, can we talk about that?
We can.
You said you don't really fuck with it?
Nah, not anymore.
Yeah?
Which is crazy because it actually was a passion for me for a long time, but with just all this changed. Politics and stuff, nothing is the same. It just changed. Yeah. And I said previously one time before that I felt like it took a lot of time from me.
Yeah. Morgan gonna get on and make sure we focus too.
Cause that's my little, you know.
Yeah. Now, so being an esthetician, you've only been in there for 2 years. You enjoying it?
Yeah, I am actually. I feel like it was the best decision I made thus far, as far as career in my life. Honestly.
Where could they contact you and find you?
Come on now, the Zen Room.
The Zen Room.
The Zen Room. Shout out to the Zen Room.
Yeah,
that's me.
Sure. Yeah. Now that's on Instagram.
That's on Instagram. The Zen Room. Just put that right in there. It's really the right underscores and underscore room, but if you type in the Zen Room, it's gonna pop up. TikTok is the same for TikTok as well.
I was looking at one of your posts. You do waxes, right?
Correct.
Now maybe so just randomly, so all right, so like let's just say somebody comes to get a wax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your first time client, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it awkward for you?
To be honest, it's never awkward for me. I've been looking at coochie for a long time.
Shout out to that. She's been looking at coochies for a long time.
For a long, because I mean, yeah. I was in the nursing field. So, you that's what I'm saying. I'm not like, you know, on a personal level.
No, I know what you mean. I'm fucking with you.
Because that was my, that's what I did. That was my job. So part of it.
Is it awkward for them? Like, do they ever?
A lot of people it's very awkward, especially when they transition over to a new person. Some people it's the first time, or it's the first time seeing me.
It's got to be a little awkward.
So it's awkward, but I try to always make them feel comfortable as possible. Like, I have the music playing. I'm setting the tone.
Yeah.
I'm making them feel like we sis. Like, what's
up? That's dope, because that was when I, like, do you try to make them feel comfortable?
I definitely do.
Because that's got to be very vulnerable for you to lay back and bust it open.
Exactly. I was just getting ready to say, you laying on the table and busting it open in front of a stranger. Like, for some, it's easy.
Yeah.
And for some, it's hard. So. Yeah. Exactly. But I definitely try to make it. I have the music playing, you know, and I start talking, introducing myself so they can feel like they can be open with me.
Yeah.
And then once they do that, it's like, go from there.
Now, what kind of music? You play Uncle Luke or anything like that?
You know what? So when I first started, the actual tone was like a lot of Erykah Badu.
Oh, yeah.
Jill Scott.
Lauryn
Hill, Sade, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, after a while, I mean, come on, a year of playing that, or even 6 months, it just was like, all right now.
Right.
Because I just wanted to, I felt like that was a mellow tone for everybody.
Right.
Because whether it's an old person coming in, young person coming in, whatever race is coming in, I just felt like that was a
mellow tone. Oh, shit, I never even thought about it. Even So you have older people like that. I never think about it. I just think everybody's.
Let me tell you a funny story. Oh my gosh, real quick. So I've actually had this lady who was about, I want to say she was 60 something, pushing 70. And no matter of fact, she was 73, retired. And she.
To get a wax?
To come get waxed.
For what?
Okay, first of all, let me clarify something. Waxing is not just for sexual
See, I'm
pleasure.
Learning something. I'm learning something. Yeah.
It's just overall. It's
feeling
health.
Good for yourself.
Feeling
yeah.
good for yourself. Hygiene.
Right. Yeah.
Even just because, like, okay, so sometimes people shave and they get right. ingrown hairs mm-hmm. from shaving. Mm-hmm. So a lot of gynecologists will recommend for a woman to get waxed versus being shaved.
Shaving. Yeah.
To prevent the ingrown hairs coming. Mm-hmm. So actually, her first time coming was because her granddaughter she had an ingrown hair, and it was like hard for her to get to. She's older, so she couldn't really get it. And her granddaughter was like, I'm tired of coming around here, you busting it over for me. I gotta get this ingrown out.
Right.
So she recommended for her to get waxed, and so did her doctor, and that's how she just continued to do it. So
I want to hear a horror story. Like, what? Oh, you don't have to say no names and make it no descriptive.
I would never do that.
Yeah,
one of the worst parts.
Yeah.
So for me, I've actually had people come on the bed like. That don't really clean themselves properly.
That smelly cat?
The smelly cat.
That
ass.
Is the difference between like a smelly cat and a girl who just has ambition, like who's been working all day, who's been like.
And guess what? I can distinguish the two, honestly.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Like,
there's definitely a difference. Like, I can tell when a person, okay, this is a little sweat because I just came from work and I didn't have time to go home and freshen up.
Yeah.
Versus, all right, I just didn't wash my pussy today or yesterday or last week.
That's what I'm saying.
And then there's the sex smell too. I can tell when a person had sex or have been having sex. Yeah. I know the difference in the smells.
Do you wear masks?
Like, I definitely do.
But pre-COVID?
Pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah?
I would not. No, I wouldn't have.
So you was raw dogging?
Yeah, pretty much.
All that in the nostrils.
I guess all up in it. Just distinct, so, just sticking.
Yo, thank God for COVID. Because it's a lot of shit that we were doing like that. I'm like, yo, you know, after COVID, I think we need to continue wearing masks.
Yeah, I do too. Because it helped me because now I don't have to hide that face. Like, I can.
How do you hide the face when they got the damn.
Man, listen, I just think about something else. But I mean, like I said, I was in a nursing field before this, so I've ran into situations like this.
Yeah.
You got to remember, I actually appreciate the ones on my bed now versus the ones that was on my bed when they were coming. Because the ones that was on my bed previously in the nursing field, they were coming in because they were coming to get fixed.
Right.
Versus this is something.
Optional that you smell like
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Has it ever been something so bad where you got to be like, yo, get off my fucking table?
So I've never been that blunt because I don't want to make somebody feel uncomfortable. But there's been times that I wanted to. I've had somebody on the bed before that had streaks and shit still in their ass crack.
No.
Dead ass.
No pun
dead
intended.
Ass. So no pun intended. But yes, dead ass.
Yeah. I give you the joke shit. That's crazy.
No, for real. So like, when I'm waxing, I usually tell my clients to do butterfly, which is like the legs open to get the cooch part, the hoo-ha or whatever. When it's time to get the butt strip, it's knees to chest or however they feel comfortable. So sometimes when it's knees to chest, they still got those little, what do people call
dingleberries?
Dingleberries! Yeah. Yes! Yeah. Oh my God!
Yo, how do you not take a shower before you come see somebody? Like, I can imagine not washing up and freshening up before I go somewhere.
Exactly. Like
I get massages on the regular and I have to wash before completely.
That part is so baffling to me. I don't understand that part at all. Because I'm like, how are you a grown ass female and you don't know how to wash or wipe your ass properly?
What about if a woman's on her period? Does she still come and get?
Oh yeah, I still let my women come and get when they on their period. They put a tampon in. Did you see my
I saw that because I was like, yo, you're wilding. Like, your TikToks be funny, but I'm like, do your clients don't feel no type of way about it?
Some don't. I mean, because you got to think like.
No, I mean about you joking about it.
About me joking? I haven't had any negative feedback so far.
Yeah, because the one that we're talking about, we're acting like everybody saw it, but it was you acting like you see the string hanging out.
The string hanging out, which is real life shit, though. Like, it's accurate because the string do get in the damn way sometimes.
Yeah.
I haven't personally had it pulled out, but I know a couple of people that told me stories where they actually pulled the tampon out on
no
mistake because it got stuck to wax.
Oh, so during the wax? During the
wax. Yeah. Whew. I know.
That got to be rough.
It is. But I, like I said, again, I let my clients know it is okay because it is. I mean, things happen. You got to understand we're all mature. And yeah, everybody knows that women gets their period. So it's really not sure a big thing. I'm not going to be like, ew, you're on your period. You can't come. It's not like they're laying on my table bloody.
Facts.
Yeah. A lot of them, 90% of the time, they've already showered before they came, threw a fresh tampon in. And some of them be like, can I go to the bathroom? And they'll wipe fresh up and put before.
Smart.
And put a tampon in. And then I don't even see anything but the string. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really not that bad.
Yeah. Now that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Do men get waxed?
Yes.
For real?
Yes. I have a lot of men clients that get waxed.
Stop it.
I'm dead ass.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, I'm dead serious. So actually, it's so funny because I actually had a male yesterday that came in and I waxed him. It was his first time. And this, let me tell you a quick story about him.
Yeah.
And it was sweet, actually, because he wanted his wife to get waxed. And she was like, I think she did it before or something. And she was like, what? I'm not doing it again. That shit hurts. You don't understand what we go through.
Right.
This and that. So he was like, well, if I do understand what we go through, would you do it? And so that was why he came and laid on the table and got it done.
Have you ever had somebody be in so much pain that they want to stop?
Once.
Really?
One time. But usually they're just scared, but they get through the pain. But I did have a person that got on there one time, and it was like the beginning of my career. And I respect her because homegirl, after that first rip, she was like, nope, that's it. It was so funny that I turned my back to take the stick and dip it in the wax. And homegirl was off the bed, pants on. And I was like, whoa. She was like, nope, that's not for me.
It?
She was done and over out the door. She said, listen, I'll do another service with you because I also do facials too. I just don't wax. And it was so funny because she was dressed and everything in 2.5.
She was out of
it. She said, it ain't for me. I'm out. And that was the only time I ever had it on. That I had somebody not.
So how do you get clients? Right.
So I started off with Groupon, actually. I put myself on Groupon and then it just became word of mouth. Word of mouth, then my social handles, Instagram. Yeah. I have my booking on there. I have my handle on Facebook, which is also the Zen Room, and TikTok as well. All platforms.
And
then I also have a website, thezenroom2020.com.
And what we drinking on too, we got some alcohol that came through from...
Yes, we did, from Jador Dream Bartending Services.
Yeah, shout out to that.
Shout out to that.
What did I have?
What
was it
punch
called? Which one I had? The blue one.
Blue Magic.
The
blue magic.
Yes. And it got the shark in the...
Yeah, we decide it's a shark.
The happy ending.
The happy ending,
because I was calling this thing a whale.
What's the other one? The rum punch, right?
Rum punch.
Yeah, that shit is...
So the blue, what is it again?
Magic
is the tequila. Yeah.
Correct.
And then the other, obviously, the rum punch is rum.
Yeah. Exactly. It's similar to like the nutcrackers in New York, Paul.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah. But... yeah, thank you for providing us some of that. Look, as you can see, we've already been drinking. So if we hear a slur.
Slurring, stuttering, we blaming it on the alcohol tonight.
Blame it on the alcohol.
But make sure y'all get y'all lip punch, though. I'm going to give y'all her handle on Instagram. It is Jador Dream Bar, and that is Jadore Dream Bar.
Yes, and thank you for sponsoring some of this alcohol for us, man. We appreciate that.
Yes, definitely.
Now, let's get into some of the topics we want to talk about.
All righty.
You said BDSM.
Yes. BDSM. Sexual preferences is what we're going to go, because I'm not even going to get into them names right now under this alcohol. You have me out here looking like a fool.
No, we're talking, freestyling. None of us are professionals of any of this, right?
So no.
I don't want nobody to hear anything and be like, oh, y'all didn't know this or y'all didn't speak on this. We just talking alcohol and talking.
But and then when we say sexual preference, we're talking like the bondage and being submissive and things like that.
Yeah.
So,
matter of fact, the other day I put up a poll on Instagram and we went back and forth on it because the son from the TV show Power, one of the sons, right? He plays a gay role.
Yes.
But he's married to a woman, like in real life. And I put up a poll saying, ladies, would y'all be okay with your husband playing a gay role. And really, when I put that up, I was literally going to, I'm thinking in my head, it's going to be like 20% women saying yes, 80% women saying hell no. But that shit was like 60-40 at one point. Like I was surprised at how many women were okay with it.
Crazy to me.
I don't know how you feel, but for the people who, what was your answer for that?
My answer was hell no, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah. Why?
At all.
Why not?
I just, I mean, you know, that's going to be, that could be a touchy subject, but I just don't, yeah. I feel like if you play that role, mm-hmm. that's either something you probably always wanted to get into.
Facts. Yeah, that's how I feel.
And that's an excuse to mm-hmm. get into it.
Yeah.
But you can't, to me, can't nobody tell me that you, that's just the role. And then once you leave and go home, you didn't enjoy that or you didn't yeah. get like any type of feeling, because even regular actors, whether it's a male and female, they still kind of feel
hell
something
yeah.
sometimes, like, and especially if there's an attractiveness involved.
Exactly. So, even if it's not, should you doing something sexual with somebody?
Exactly. You're going to get that little tingle, like, woo, yeah. okay.
You know? Imagine you doing that and you get a tingle. You're like, hold up. Am I?
Yeah. Wait. Then you start getting curious.
See?
Then your mind start rolling.
Pandora's
that's just
box.
Opening. Yes, that's yeah. opening the door. Mm-mm. Yeah.
To me, in my opinion, I think there's something there. Like, you either want to do that or you are. Or even maybe you and your wife have a relationship to where y'all are open to that.
Y'all open like, to that. Exactly. And I mean, to each his own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Like, people be like, why are you judging? I'm like, nigga, I'm not judging. If you cool with that, that's cool. I'm talking about how I feel.
Your feelings, opinion. Your opinion. Right. Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people nowadays, I feel like having an opinion.
Speak on that.
Like, you can't have an opinion. It's either you agree with me or you don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever happened to opinions? Like,
and just because I don't agree with you don't mean I hate
you. I hate you. Like, I can disagree with you and you could disagree with me, and we should be able to still go on.
I still want you to have equal rights. I still want you to be treated like a human. I still want everything for you that I want for myself.
Exactly.
I just don't agree with it.
And yeah. it shouldn't be a problem. But nowadays, it's just like, it's a problem.
Everything's a problem.
Everything is a problem.
Either you're, like, you can't be, you have to either be with me or against me. And
or
it's like,
me.
Fam, it's not like
it's
that.
It's not like that.
That's
like,
not
when,
like.
When, at what point in time did we get there? How did we even get to this?
Right.
I don't even understand it. Like, how did we literally get to this? But.
Now, what did you want to talk about as far as.
So, one of the questions was like, I always wanted to hear other people's opinions about mm-hmm. The whole dominant and submissive in a relationship.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, can two people be dominant in a relationship?
I feel like they can. I do. But I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
And how a person perceive it. Because some, say for instance, some men feel like they have to be the dominant one and the woman is supposed to be submissive.
Yeah.
And if they feel like the woman is dominant, I feel like some men, not all.
They feel less than?
They feel less than, exactly. Yeah. Like that pride is being taken away from them.
Yeah.
But I feel like two people can, especially when it comes to the bedroom. Some men want the woman to be
yeah.
submissive and dominant.
Yeah.
Dependent, taking control
yeah.
in the bedroom.
Because the thing is, when you think, the average person think, like, if you're submissive as a man and the woman's dominant, that she's pegging you damn near, like doing all type of wild shit to
crazy
you. Like,
shit, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like,
but
nah.
It's not always like that. That
she
means
might just
like,
be the one who initiates sex.
Initiate the sex might, first, yeah. exactly. Start rubbing, yeah. feeling, touching, and doing whatever first. That's being dominant because
exactly.
we was just in the bed laying down chilling,
yeah.
and now she feel like she want to get it on, so she initiates it.
It's just don't pull my boxes down. Like, let me do that. Like, that's don't.
It's like, hold up. Don't yeah, get chill. Too aggressive.
Yeah,
chill a little bit.
Too...
Chill a little bit. Let me take these drawers.
Yeah, don't slip my boxes off. Like,
don't
stop doing that.
Don't make me scoop my ass that's in the air.
Yo, come on. Yeah, like, there has to be, like,
don't
respect
my
boundaries.
Legs up.
Yeah,
don't lift
do that.
My legs up.
Don't do that. Yeah, like, let me be cool with some of this shit. Like, yeah.
Because now I got to flip you up and choke you a
yeah,
little
now
bit.
I gotta
yeah,
now and show
I got to wild out
yeah.
and show you who the man is. Yeah. I feel you on that. I do.
But, yeah, so I guess there are some, like, negative connotations to it of being submissive.
Yeah, so.
As a man,
right. yeah. For the man being submissive.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, because they feel like they less of a man. I mean, there's no other way to put that.
Because the submission, the definition is the act of showing submission to the dominant partner's actions and wishes. So that could be, yeah.
That goes with saying that. Yeah. That explains it right there.
Exactly.
Of why a man would have a problem with that. But, I mean, I feel like a man's most vulnerable point of his life is, excuse my voice, y'all, but is in the bedroom sometimes when he's with his significant other.
Right.
So I can see why they feel a little bit vulnerable.
I just don't understand the niggas who, I mean, and we're not judging. I'm just saying what I don't understand is the men who get dressed up in them like leather outfits with the fucking red ball in their mouth. It's like, because the thing is, you know, like, for, I know every man listening is like, when you horny, it's as soon as you bust that nut, you're going to see, you like, when you come to your senses, you're going to be like, what the fuck do I got on?
Like, not for real!
Yeah. And then you got to take it off. It's making mad noise in plastic. Like, fam, what are you doing here? Now, y'all can laugh. Y'all can laugh as loud as y'all.
No, like, deadass, because now, like you said, you're not vulnerable anymore. Exactly. So then you looking at your, don't let a mirror be up. Because now you're looking at yourself like, goddamn. Now you from YMCA.
Yeah. And you got, imagine you got to tell her to unzip you. Like, give me some shit from the back.
Hey, babe, can you unzip me from the back, please?
And unhook this ball gag in my mouth.
Like, and as you talking,
she's like, what'd you say, baby? Like, get the shit off me.
But that's
like,
when she take the whip out. I'm like, the fuck you say, exactly. Nigga?
Yo, I couldn't do it. Like, but if, you know, to each his own, like, if that's what you into.
Yeah, to each his own. I mean, this is a no judgment zone here.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you won't be able to get down with no nigga who want that?
No.
Like, if he wanted to get the... She said,
I don't think I can do that. Nah. Hell no, nah. First of all, the clothes is too tight, so I'll be looking like, the fuck?
Yeah.
You got on my cat suit, nigga? Like, I was about to wear that shit out next week. Fuck going on here?
You got on your stockings.
Word, like, you got my cat suit. What the fuck, you fashionable? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, come on now, nah. We can't be walking around here both with the same tight shit on.
How you feel about now these new niggas be wearing nail polish?
Man.
How you feel about these men who wear nail polish?
It's a sign of feminism to me, man. Don't, I mean, like I said again, to you, so I don't even know if I'm allowed to say, but I don't know. I just feel like that's gay to me.
The views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez Drinks and Chill.
I won!
She won. She got the drop.
I got the drop. I was waiting for that.
Like, because they'd be like, oh, it's artistic, or, you know, fuck they're that. Pushing. I just don't understand the point
fuck
of
that.
It.
I don't understand the point of it either. I mean, no. There's no rationale with me with that one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Why do you want to paint your nails?
Yeah, I mean,
a color at that.
Right. What about the because
it's what the pedicures and manicures and the clear polish. I'm cool with that. Yeah. You can't see that.
Yeah. Because I got homies who be like, I would never get a pedicure. Like, they think that that's a little
that's
weird.
A little weird too. And I'm actually because I'm an esthetician, I look at it as a grooming thing.
Yeah.
When you go, you're getting your nails cleaned, clipped down, keeping it clean. Because first of all, I wouldn't want no nigga fingering me with no dirty ass nails. Because now I'm looking like I'm about to have a whole BV or some shit, yeast infection or something. Yeah. I'm just keeping it real. Not like, facts. You can't touch me.
Right.
Grooming is definitely, I feel like that's a grooming thing. But when you start going playing with the colors and stuff like that, it's just odd to me, man. I don't know. Maybe it's because my generation. I'm from the 80s.
Same.
Not going to exploit my age, but I'm from the 80s.
And for a while, I said I would never get a pedicure. But when I first got it, that shit literally felt like I lost 10 pounds off my feet.
Dead ass. Scraping and stuff done, you feel light on your feet.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's different. That's different. But as far as like the color, I think we're kind of crossing the line here. And I mean, some people actually, for instance, a single father.
If it's what?
A single father who's raising a girl and she wants to paint his nails. How do you feel about that?
Well, if it's your daughter, it's no, I don't put nothing past it. Like,
right. That's cool, right? But to just be rocking it as a style, it's like, why? Why would you?
Yeah. I wouldn't judge that. I wouldn't let my daughter paint my, I don't have a daughter, but if I did, I wouldn't let her paint my finger. I'd be like, yo, let's go get some of your homegirls, or let's go, I'll get you in some classes or maybe something like that. We could, I'll get you some dolls, maybe some fake hands.
Yeah. Or let her paint it clear. I can even see that. A clear?
Yeah, how do you, but she's going to have to take it off right then and there.
Take it off right then and there. Exactly. Yeah, but, I mean, but I guess, what was that thing trending?
What?
During Christmas time when they were talking about the kid. I don't know if you've seen it. The little boy wanted a kitchen set.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of girls that were saying, like, a lot of your sons, y'all bought them tool kits and they still can't fix shit. So get that little dude a kitchen set
so he could cook.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a boy and a girl that's around the same age, 9 and 10, and I didn't buy my son a kitchen set, but he played with his sister with the kitchen set.
Yeah.
They played restaurant is what they call it.
Yeah.
And he'll be in there chefing it up and like that, and she's chefing it up. So, I mean, you know, I didn't feel like there was anything wrong with that. But I guess I think a lot of it is what you're conditioned to and what you grew up as far as your morals and stuff in your household.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't care about that. If my son wanted to play with a kitchen set, I wouldn't care. Like, go ahead, cook. You might be a cook. What's the problem, Morgan? Morgan looked at me like I was going to say something.
She got up all in your grill.
I wouldn't care about that. Like,
I don't either, honestly. But the painting, the nails, the wearing the heels.
No. My son ain't doing
that. Wearing the dresses.
No.
So what you feel about the doll baby situation, too?
We need to address what we said at the live show.
What?
Get on.
Ballet, dance, conservative. Is that an issue? Because we had that whole
conservative
conversation. Conservative dancing. Conservative type dance. So at the live show, y'all know that we were present for this. We had this whole conversation with Mez. He was anti his son doing ballet, right?
No,
so.
Was I? I thought that was on the episode. I said, I don't care.
I think when we were at the live show, you had some thoughts and opinions about your son doing ballet. I'm almost 100% positive. Y'all go back in the comments, go back to the videos, and let me know what y'all think. But at the end of the day, like, Aisha, what are your thoughts on, like, your son wanting to get into, like, ballet, conservative dance, not your typical, like, because they always want to put niggas in hip-hop. So let's just say your son wants to get into conservative dancing, to contemporary dancing is actually the verbiage.
Right.
And then getting into, like, what if he wants to do ballet? What if he wants to cheerlead? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Ooh, oh, yeah. Yeah, cheerleading I wouldn't be cool with.
She about to put me on the spot.
But I grew up doing theater and stuff. Like,
put her ass slap on the spot.
On the motherfucking spot. Okay, so me personally with my son, I would definitely ask questions first. Like, why do you want to do this? Because I want to know. Mm-hmm. Like, is it because you feel like it's fun? Or is it something you feel like you're supposed to do? Or whatever. But It's hard for me to kind of answer that question because my son is such a boy.
What does that mean?
Like, he's a boy. Like, he's like, he's borderline man, to be honest with you. He's a young man. He's 10. I just can't see him doing that. It was funny to me when he had a baby doll in his hand and I was looking like, he was holding the baby doll awkward as fuck. Like, I'm like, wait. Because his sister handed him the baby doll and she told him it was his turn to watch the baby.
Yeah.
And he had the head was hanging off the damn arm and shit. And I'm like, you know, put the baby head up, but it looked awkward.
And see, the thing is, people say like it's programming, but my son has never went to like the dolls or nothing. Every time we go to the Target and he gets to the aisles, he picks up trucks. He picks up like, it's almost like naturally he goes to it.
Natural, he goes to it. Exactly. Because he has a man in his life, a father in his life. So I feel like that also makes a difference as well. Because kids goes on what they see and what they go off of what they see, basically.
Yeah.
So if it's a house full of women and, you know, they don't really have a father figure or anything like that, I'm quite sure that if he goes in the aisle, he has siblings that are girls, he might gravitate to the doll before
Not
the
for
truck.
Sure.
Because that's what he knows.
It's the environment.
That's the environment he's in right now. So just like the little boys that twerk or stuff like that when they're young, because that's what they're seeing. They're seeing their aunts, sisters, mothers, or whatever twerking. Yeah. So he decides to twerk too. Because I'm not going to lie, my oldest son is 18 now, and he has Down syndrome. But when he was younger, he used to try to twerk a little bit. And I would be like,
Yep, ain't none of that.
Ain't none of that. That's not how you dance. That's how we dance.
Right.
So I had to turn it down a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I have to be conscious here. Yeah. My son is watching. Like, I don't.
And if that's how you choose to raise your child,
and that's how I choose to raise my child. You don't. That I'm not saying that you have to raise your son like that.
If my son twerk, I would stop him. I'm like, yo, fam, stop that.
Stop that.
We don't
that's
do that.
Not
over
what we
here.
Do. Yeah. Exactly. So, and then as far as Morgan, when she was saying how I feel about my son being in ballet, I would definitely ask him why first, because I just want to know where his mindset is at on that. I personally, in my household, no, you're not balleting around here. You're not twinkle tolling around here. whatever the shit called. I'm stuttering right now. But
see, like to me,
it's the alcohol, y'all. It's the alcohol. It's this lit punch.
Lit punch.
And I'm dead ass. Yeah. But no, I wouldn't. But if somebody else decides that that's what they
right.
Going back again, opinion. That's yeah. their opinion. And right. that's my opinion. That's how I'm parenting in my home. I don't feel like nobody should tell me how the fuck I parent my kids in my home, especially if I'm not harming them. That's just that.
I agree.
So Aisha, I want to ask you, like, I know that we're working on your social media presence at this moment. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on, the Karens and whomever you want to address in this present moment about teaching you, how to parent your children? Because you do have some millennial beliefs in your blood system. So give us your thoughts on how you respond to those people that are telling you how to parent your children.
Honestly, I really think that those people need to mind their business, because yeah. I really don't feel like anybody should tell me how to raise my child or how to parent my child. That's the whole, the new thing is the gentle parenting. Mm-hmm. You've heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah,
yeah, gentle parenting. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't agree with it, because I do think that you should talk to your kids more and, try to see where the problem is depending on the situation.
Yeah.
Not always just go cutthroat, I'm going to beat your ass because this and this and that. But at the same time, you have to have some type of control. And I feel like the gentle parenting is where we lost control with parenting, period, because people are not disciplining their kids. And when I say discipline, it doesn't have to be
abuse. Yeah. Because when people hear that you like hit your kids, they automatically think you're going to like abusing them.
And it's right. like, no, nah. I can pop my child on the ass. Bingo. I can pop my child hand.
Yeah.
You know, I pinch my son.
Like when he act up, I'll pinch him. Even now, I don't even have to go to it. If I act like I'm going to pinch him, he automatically just stops.
And that's the thing. Like my kids, I have an 18-year-old, 14-year-old, 18, 14, 9, and 10-year-old. Mm-hmm. And till this day, I really don't even, I don't even know when the last time one of my kids got an ass whooping.
Yeah.
Honestly. And to be honest, I don't even know how much I really had to whoop their ass.
Yeah.
But there's been times that I had to let them know what's up.
Yeah, of course.
Like, all right,
Yeah.
But because I conditioned them at such a young age, I don't even have to do nothing
exactly.
now. Like we talk shit out.
Yeah.
So
you laid the foundation early.
Exactly. Because they know what's up and they know what can happen. And when I say what can happen, I'm not talking about I'm going to punch mm-hmm. my son or my right. daughter in the face yeah. and leaving marks and bloody or anything like that. Yeah. But they damn sure are going to know. So as far as Morgan question, as far as the Karens out here, don't tell me how to fucking raise my kid.
Right.
Because you're not feeding this child of mine. You're not in the house with this child when this child is going through some shit and I have to deal with that shit. Mm-hmm. You're not there. You're in the public and you see some shit happening and now you feel like, oh my God, she's hitting her child or she's yelling or whatever the case may be. Yeah. You paying these bills. Because once you start paying these bills, then maybe you'll have an input.
Yeah, you can have input in this house then.
Exactly. But other than that, no.
And abuse, they don't even have to be hitting them. Like one of these episodes, we've talked about like parents that like they embarrass their children. Like they might put it on social media. Like if you catch your child on TikTok acting up, now you embarrass them on your page. And it's like, that's not cool, bro.
It's not cool. I don't agree with that at all. I feel like that's just out of line. And I feel mm-hmm. like that's something within themselves. Like, yeah. I would never shame my child, because that's shaming your child. And yeah. I would never do anything like that to my child, is just to learn how to. And I feel like people that do that don't know how to parent. And let me be clear, there isn't a rule book to this shit, but I feel like they need some guidance. If you feel like you need to chastise, whoop, whatever, your child mm-hmm. being abusive in public on a platform or something like that, that's crazy to me. That's something mental to me, honestly. I don't agree with that at all.
And most of the time, you can literally just have a conversation with the kid and they'll get it. Like, the thing is, when you're actually hitting them, it's like the last step, because you've exhausted every other means.
And now you're just not listening, so I have to let you know what's up.
Yeah. a quick pop, a quick pinch, pop, something, pinch, to where you
something,
like,
pluck of the ear.
Yeah, just to where they know. All right, so
So now you're gonna remember, because you know what? They're gonna remember that.
Yeah,
they're not gonna remember me being So you shouldn't have done that. That's going in one ear out of the
especially at a young age.
At a young age, because that attention span is out the window.
But that conversation is necessary, because there's a lot of things to where when my parents would talk to me when I was a kid, I wasn't grasping it when I was a kid. But when I got older, I was like, oh, shit, that's what they were talking about.
That's what they was talking
about. Oh, damn, this is what my pops said. Oh, this is what my mom said.
Like, right. But they weren't communicating with us, though, then, a little bit.
They did. My pops, my pops was the one who would talk to me. Okay. And I'd be like, bro, just whip my ass. Like, I would rather you just.
Oh, so you were on the side where your parents talked to you.
My dad.
Your dad.
Was more of the, and my mom would literally, put the law down, if we was acting up. But that, we really would have to act it. See, that's the alcohol.
That's that alcohol.
Definitely would have to be acting up for us to get whipped up.
Yeah.
But I would rather, I'm going to tell my pops, can you just 5 minutes of ass whooping rather than you talking to me
talking
for an hour?
Talking to me for an hour. That was punishment for you.
Because
you
got
to sit and listen. Yeah. You can't make a face. You can't scrunch up. You got to act like you know what's up.
Attention span be out the window.
Out the window. Yeah, that is hard. But I also think that back then, too, we didn't have opinions.
Yeah.
At all.
Now, you're right about that. They didn't want to hear what I had to say.
They didn't want to hear what we had to say. And I think ultimately that was, I don't feel like that was right now that I'm older. So I do allow my kids to have a little opinion when they do something.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's to the grounds, depending on the situation of what it was that they did. Okay, you're going to get your ass whooped. And we gonna talk about this.
Yeah.
Or we gonna talk about this, and then I'm gonna let you know why you getting this ass whooping as we're talking about it, but you're still gonna get this ass whooping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or if it's not to the point to where you needed to get an ass whooping, then we're gonna talk about it, but you're still gonna be punished for this because you have to understand that you cannot do X, Y, and Z.
Facts.
So.
Yeah.
But I think that
balance is important.
It is important.
Yeah.
It is.
How old is the youngest?
My youngest is 9, and she's amazing.
All right, so we were having a conversation in my DMs with my sisters and my cousins and all that, and they were saying, I don't know if you've been seeing what's going on with Kanye. His daughter is, I think, 8, and she's on TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
And some of my family was like, 8 is too young to be on TikTok. But I think if you're 8 years old, there should be some supervision to your account.
Yes, definitely. My 9-year-old has a TikTok account, and there's supervision. I have her account. We're friends on TikTok.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Times has changed, though.
Bingo.
Because I have a 14 and 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And 14 and 18-year-old, excuse me. It's the alcohol, y'all. Yeah. I don't even know how old my goddamn kids
are. Hold on. Right now, it's 11 o'clock. We got here at 8 o'clock. We've been drinking since. So
yeah, exactly.
All the speech that you're hearing slurred and all that is definitely
that
the alcohol.
Punch. But back to what I was saying as far as the changes.
Mm-hmm.
I parent different now from when my first older kids now compared to my younger kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I even see it. I don't have the patience or the time anymore. I'm exhausted.
Oh, really? See, I thought you were going to say the opposite. I thought you might have been harder on your oldest and more lenient.
I was, but that's what I'm saying. I'm lenient because I don't have the time to keep saying trying to discipline and all of that.
Okay. So
I'm
on the same
man,
page.
Bro, you already know what's up. Leave the fuck alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Versus when it was my older kids,
I
was on their ass, white on rice. And so with that being said, it's just I didn't allow my 2 oldest to even have social media. And they still don't to this day. The only thing they have is TikTok. Mm-hmm. So all my kids have TikTok, but ultimately, I feel like the pandemic pushed that because these kids didn't have shit to do
for at all
a whole year plus. Yeah. And they had no socialization but themselves. And you got to figure out an 18, 14, 9, and 10-year-old, what do they all have in common besides the last 2?
Yeah.
And they getting bored with each other.
Right.
So it's like I had to give them something. And that was wasn't it about when TikTok first started really popping?
Yeah, that was around the pandemic. Trump was trying to shut it down.
So, that's when I gave them that open door for a social media, but they still don't have anything else but TikTok.
Yeah, because people people could be harsh with the comments and all that other shit.
Exactly, exactly.
That's I think, what's her name, Northwest?
Yes, Northwest.
I doubt she's the one running her account.
Nah, I don't think she is. I think she's recording, and then they're, of course, they're, letting her see it, but I don't think she's, yeah. reading the comments and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't think so.
Not at 9.
I don't think so at all. But back to the whole that submissiveness.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
How do you feel about guys and girls with the whole submissive situation?
I think you should do whatever works for your relationship, in a sense. Like, it could be, I could get into a relationship to where you might be with a chick who is submissive, who can only be submissive. And then you might be with a chick who's straight dominant. And if that works for you, shit, do whatever the hell.
Do whatever the hell works for you. I mean, and when I say that, I mean, like, as far as, like, your surroundings, your peers or your friends or whatever, because I know a lot of females have an issue with being submissive to a man and things like that. And I feel like being submissive to a man, there are boundaries. You know what I mean?
In the relationship, or are you talking about in the bedroom?
In the relationship.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about in the bedroom when you were saying that to me.
No, in the relationship.
Oh, in the relationship. Nigga, you got to be submissive sometimes, and you got to be dominant sometimes.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. It's give and take, 50-50, you know?
It's some shit that I have no clue about. So when my woman's talking to me and she's like, this is what it is, you got to be submissive in that point. You just listen to what the fuck is going on.
Exactly.
But some guys really have a problem with that. They think they'll just buck the system just because they think that. And it's like, nigga, if I just look at it like, if we're both drivers, sometimes you're going to have to drive, sometimes I'm going to have to drive. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to drive knowing I'm going to crash the car because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Just because of my ego. And I'm like, oh, I'm the fucking dominant man. I'm going to crash the car with you in here.
Right.
Nigga, you know how to get there, you drive.
Exactly. But not everybody think that way, though.
And that's sad.
It is sad because I feel like, you know, say, for instance, a woman, mm-hmm. I'm not going to allow a man to be the dominant man if he's not going down that right path.
Facts, yeah.
I'm not following you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you can't get your shit together, then I'm definitely going all the way left.
Yeah.
And when I say left, like, we're not even going to be together anymore.
Right.
So I feel like some women get it mixed up.
Yeah.
When they feel like, oh, I can't be submissive to a man, I have to be the dominant, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you said, it depends on the relationship.
Yeah.
So my personal relationship, I'm submissive to my husband.
Mm-hmm. But are there times where you could be dominant?
There are, definitely.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I'm a woman. I'm gonna definitely have my times where I'm be dominant, because I don't let anyone just control me completely.
Right.
And I feel like sometimes that's where we get it mixed up too, because people think that it is all about controlling. And I don't really think it's about controlling when I look at the submissive and dominant aspect.
And if you know that person knows what the fuck they're doing, you would be willingly. Like, you'd be like, oh, yeah, you
exactly.
got it.
Exactly. Because, like I said, in my personal relationship, my man got me to where I am today. Yeah. And I don't have a problem with admitting that. He played a big part in that. He pushed me to become an entrepreneur, he pushed me to have my own business, to be a boss.
Right.
Because I didn't think I had that at one point in time, because I was used to working, punching the clock and working for somebody else. And that's all I knew.
Yeah.
Because I was a single mom, and that's what I knew, to just make shit happen for my kids. And that was to work. I didn't have time to think about what I can do for myself to provide for my kids. I had to get what I was getting at that point in time.
Yeah.
And ultimately, when he started seeing, you know, me being miserable, I guess you could say, or mm-hmm. not liking my job, it became more of a job and not me loving it. Then it was, he was like, listen, babe, you gotta figure something out.
Yeah.
You're working too hard. These people not respecting you. You know what I mean? Like, you need to figure it out.
So how do you know, like, that, how did you know that your husband was the person you could be submissive to?
When he was making shit happen. Yeah. When like he was like just basically making shit happen. Sorry, Morgan.
Yeah, but he was just making shit happen.
Ass. Yeah, like right. No, when he was like I mean, I followed his lead, because everything he did, he first of all lived up to his word. He's never disappointed me, and that's big.
Hell,
and especially for a black woman. Dead ass.
That's dope.
So like, he's never disappointed me. In our relationship, he did everything that he said he was gonna do from the first time that we met. You know what I mean? Make sure that he was gonna protect me. He was gonna provide for me and my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so like, how can I not follow his lead? How can I not let him be that dominant and I'm gonna be submissive to him? Because he's never failed me, basically. And I've had a lot of failure in my life.
How long have you been together?
It's been, what, I think it's seven years.
7 years?
Yeah, 7 years.
Married or just together?
Together.
Dope.
Yeah. And together, so.
Your relationships are hard.
It's
a lot of fucking work.
It is a lot of work. And I mean, you know, we've had our ups and downs when it was like some things, like he'll look at me like, all right, now you're getting online. And I'm looking like, all right, nigga, what the fuck you talking about?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
How am I out of line? Like, I have a voice and I have an opinion and I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say.
Yeah.
But we going to handle this shit inside. You know what I mean? Facts, we're never going to belittle each other or one another outside or in front of people.
Do you ever take it to Instagram?
You said what?
Do you ever take it to Instagram?
Never. I would never put anything about my relationship on Instagram.
Sometimes
unless
when
I'm praising
shit,
him,
like,
or he's praising
bingo.
Me. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
But sometimes I'll be seeing people's shit. I'm like, yo, you really just exposed that on Instagram?
Exactly. Because now, ultimately, you look like the motherfucking fool because you still with the nigga.
Facts.
Or the bitch.
Yeah. Yes.
So, like, why did you even take it there to begin with? And you knew you wasn't going nowhere in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even shooting no subliminal shots. I'm not even doing that at my nigga.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we going to talk this shit out, and we gonna fix this shit.
Even certain shit that I talk about on the podcast, I'd be like, yo, is that between you? I'm like, no, nigga, I'm just speaking
talking.
In general.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, we've been on this earth for how many years? So we've seen shit.
Mm-hmm.
We know what others go through. And just because we speak up on it or have opinion on
right.
it or feel a certain way about it doesn't mean that we're going through that.
Right. Because so many times people DM me be like, yo, bring this up on your podcast or talk about this, or because they just be wanting to know other opinions.
Other opinions. Right. And that was like one of my points of, you know, wanting to be on a podcast, starting a podcast. I like to hear other people's opinions. You wouldn't believe the shit that goes on in the Zen room.
Oh, really?
What?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you hear all type of shit.
All kinds of shit. I'm these people's therapists.
I mean, they're already vulnerable.
Yeah.
They got it busted wide open.
They busted
well
it wide open. They might as well
tell you what's going on with it.
But, you know, and I'm here for them to listen because it's shit that I learned from them, whether they know it or not. And that's why I love that relationship with my clients, because We can talk, and I'm here for them. You know what I mean? And sometimes they don't even know that they're here for me.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah. Now, see, like, you know, with the S, like, we're acting like all you do is just facials on the vagina area, but you actually do real facials.
No, I do real facials.
Like, what all do you do? Like, we're just acting like you facelift the vagina. Like, what else do you do?
So, I'm fixing the vaginas,
mm-hmm.
the vajayjays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping them pretty, hygiene, but I also do facials on the face. I also do body facials as well. There is a such thing as body facials.
A body facial.
Yes, a back facial, because you know what? The back
is the
most.
They get acne and stuff, and they don't, you don't clean it as much.
The most neglected part
Facts.
Of your body is your back.
Yeah.
You know, you would not believe how many people do not wash their backs, and then they wonder why they have breakouts, bump, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things going on with their back. So sometimes people come in and get a back facial, and it's actually soothing. It's relaxing. They get in there, they getting a massage. It's just like getting a massage, and you're under the steam, you get mm-hmm. cleansed. I'm putting a mask, an enzyme, or whatever it is, products on you that's geared to whatever it is that you have a problem with. Or some people just come for the relaxation.
Yeah.
But there is a such thing as that. I also provide V-steams.
V-steams?
Yes, V-steams.
Is the V for vagina?
V for vagina.
Wait, what are you steaming?
The vagina.
Like broccoli?
Like, I mean.
So you just steam it?
No, what so like it? It's I have a chair
mm-hmm.
and it's mixed with herbs, and the herbs is basically I have mixed a recipe
uh-huh.
on what the person is coming in to the reasonings of why they want to have a V steam.
What are some of the reasons that somebody
might
want?
Some people might have heavy menstrual, heavy cramping.
Mm-hmm.
So there's herbs for that to try to calm it down. Some it increases your libido.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with bacterial infections. It helps with yeast infections. There's an array of things that V steams can do for you, believe it or not. Some people also for fertility. There's been known that certain herbs for people who have hard time with conceiving. They get those done once a month.
V-steams.
V-steams.
Do you have D-steams?
You know what? You might be onto something. I should provide that. No, I don't have D-steams right now.
Right. No. You might want to look into that.
I don't think my husband would like that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So then what about if you have to wax a man? Like, is he cool with that?
I mean, he like for me not to tell him. Because, I mean, come on now. He don't want to have to know that his woman is in the room holding another man's slong.
Yeah, definitely not.
It's not a sight of a man want to see his woman doing if it ain't his.
Nah, for sure, for sure.
But he knows his business, and he know damn well that I'm not. We have that type of relationship, so I damn sure ain't trying to be giving no happy endings.
Not
in the Zen room. You're not getting a happy ending in the Zen room, just so y'all know.
You gotta put that up there to let them know too.
Exactly. No happy endings, because there actually that is a thing.
Hell yeah, you'd be surprised how many people
it is a thing.
It really is.
I'm oblivious to it because I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
it's a thing. People be giving happy endings.
Yeah,
not in the Zen room.
Tell them what a happy ending is.
So, okay, for those who don't know, a happy ending can be a few things. So, fellatio.
Right. Hand jobs.
Hand jobs. Caressing and shit. Maybe even fucking.
Yeah. If the money's right.
If the money's right.
Right.
Some people like to do something strange for a piece of change.
They sure do.
But no, you're not getting that in the Zen room.
Yeah. At none of that in the Zen room.
Mm-mm.
What else you want to touch on? Pause.
Period.
Oh, yeah.
Pause.
Well, Morgan, you got another question with you?
No, she was just saying period about the Zen room.
Yeah, no happy endings in the Zen room.
No happy endings in the Zen room. Shit, it's open air.
Yeah, I mean, so let me go back to the and you said no to the husband working on Power, because what's the other show? P Valley. That dude also, I think, is in a relationship. Not the dude who runs the show.
Exactly.
I mean the strip club.
The one that was the rapper, I think
Crazy thing is that it's a good show. I don't forgot the characters' names because it's been so long.
It's coming back with another season. It is.
But that dude is
what was the other show too?
What show?
Not Power, but the one with Taraji.
Oh yeah, what was that show called? Empire.
Yeah. That was the gay dudes was on here. Is one of them not gay, I think, or something?
Oh really?
Or is both
Hold up, Jussie Smollett?
No, oh, come I'm about on to now. Say now. We already know what that
yeah,
is.
I'm about
what
to
type
say.
Of time he on.
Yo, is he did they sentence him?
Yes.
They did.
Really? Yo, that's out of control.
That was weird as fuck. And it be one.
It also is like they had no problem with sentencing him, but like all the women that cried wolf of all the alleged
rapes and stuff. Yeah,
they did not try any of them. I just find it so intriguing that
because he has
no
a platform.
Yeah. Him. But it's not even that because
well,
he's black.
Because he's black. Because I forgot
March,
that the other
March
the women 10th. That made that was not a
March
woman of color.
He's been convicted.
Oh, he's gonna get sentenced soon, man. You never
what
know what
to
they
the
go.
Central Park bitch. Central Park Karen?
Oh, yeah.
What happened to her? That was
nothing.
A whole
nothing.
Fucking year ago.
A year
exactly.
ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You are absolutely right about that.
She was choking the shit out of her fucking dog, and ain't nobody sentenced her at any point in time.
Yeah.
We need to get into the fact that they had no problem sentencing him, but it doesn't go back to all the fucking fake-ass Karens that never got sentenced.
Never got sentenced. What about the girl, the lady in the convenience store, the Karen that was accusing the boy for going in her bag or something?
Yep.
Remember that
one? Oh, yeah, yeah.
That shit was whack too. I mean, we could go on for days with that shit, honestly.
There's lists of that shit.
But I don't know how I feel about, well, okay, let me correct that. I do know how I feel about that. I mean, I cannot be with somebody who, whether they're getting paid or not.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes into saying like bedroom action as well.
Yeah, because there's porn sections that there's, what was that TV show? True Life or something like that. There was a woman, a chick on there who her husband literally is gay for pay. Like, he does porn gay scenes because they get paid more, and she was cool with that because she was like, it's just acting, it's just porn, it's gay for pay. And I'm like, nigga, your man loves that,
right?
And that's just his way of getting it off,
because he's getting off on that. I mean, because if you're not turned on by somebody, I don't care how much she's stroking your dick or whatever the case may be, it's not gonna get hard if you turned off. Like, you have to have some type of pleasure off of that.
Yeah.
So if you can get that pleasure off of that, come on now, that's that's something. So like, as far as even in the bedroom action, when some men like their women to strap up.
I'm trying. Like, sometimes when I stop like this, because I got to make sure I don't say nothing that's gonna offend anybody. Like, How would that, like that? I guess. Sorry, I don't want to. So
now I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, technically, I understand what people would say is that's gay. That's the first thing people would say because it's a man getting penetrated. But if it's happening from a woman, on a technicality, that's not gay. On a technicality,
nigga. How?
I trust me. Listen, if we're just talking on opinion and what's fact, my opinion is that person might be gay. You know what I'm saying?
But it's penetration.
But it's from a woman.
But it's still a dick like object going in the asshole.
From a woman.
It don't matter.
Trust me. Listen, you preaching to the choir, but but I'm saying.
I mean, come on. I I'm trying to be just clear our view on this. This is our opinion.
Yeah.
But
in fact, a gay act has to be with two of the same sex.
Okay. Definition. Preach.
You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Preach. Definition, she said.
Yeah, by definition. So, that's why I'm saying fact
learn
and opinion.
Learn me, because.
Trust me, I had to be the same way because I'm right. on my opinion, that dude's gay to me. Okay. Or bisexual, however you want to call it. But you know, but on fact, he's not because it's a woman.
Because it was a woman doing it and not a man.
That's like if a woman sticks her finger in a dude. That's technically that's not gay, but to me, I'm like, nigga.
So that's why these dudes be out here thinking that shit ain't gay, because technically it's a not woman. From a man, it's from a woman.
Right. So that's heterosexual sex. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I'm open minded. Yeah. This is a no judgment zone at all. Like,
yeah, if that's what you want to do in your bedroom.
That's what you want to do in your bedroom, then do it. Do your thing, because I'm not in the bedroom with you.
Nah.
But again, we're speaking on opinion, so I don't want to make nobody feel like they are offended, because it's a no judgment zone.
That's just an opinion. That's why I had to separate opinion and fact.
And I get that. Right. And thank you for teaching me.
For sure.
I mean, I never want to be ignorant to anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing too. Like a lot of times, if I'm ignorant to something, if I'm having a conversation with you, you might, you know me, like give me the time to understand it and judge. Right. You know what I mean? But some people be like, oh, he's homophobic. Just throw that word on you. It's like, bro, I just didn't understand.
I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that goes to when white people.
Hmm.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. When I just. Yeah. I mean. White people slip up and say some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they apologize for it. And the thing is, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
So do they get a pass for that?
Me, I'm if you're honestly making a mistake, it depends what the mistake is too. Like if you're rapping along to a song and you say the word and you be like, oh shit, I just got caught in the moment. I could have, you know what I'm saying? But if you're mad at somebody, he cut you off and you're like, fucking nigger, fam, there's nothing to talk about with you now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nuance to it, is what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
But
because I was just thinking about like some of the politics or whatever.
Yeah.
Because now everybody is being put on blast.
Yeah.
So when a person slip up and say something, and then they try to say, oh well, they don't never use the term ignorant to the fact, but it was always they didn't know.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry or whatever if I hurt someone's feelings. So I.
Go ahead. Finish.
So I'm just wondering like. Do they get that pass? Like how I basically was just ignorant to the fact, almost, mm-hmm. I should say almost, because I learned the term of not being penetrated, you know, we were talking about here. But I just want to know, like, because sometimes I feel like we OD, I guess, mm-hmm. with certain situations. So I guess it's depending on the situation as far as do they get a pass or not. So
I think the biggest thing in this situation is like ownership. That's mm-hmm. number one.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have no problem coming on a public platform and say I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
The average, you know, white person that comes into a situation where they've been presented with the opportunity to say the N-word and they choose not to, they will choose to say it. And then they will pull the, well, I didn't know, or I was just singing a song situation. So it's like, there's still always going to have to be context to the conversation, because at the end of the day, I've been in a situation, coworker was legitimately repeating what someone else said. And I checked her. I said, I don't give a fuck what you're repeating.
Facts.
It is a plain and simple that you are literally surrounded by five black people. And you, in your mind, didn't think to take 2 seconds to not say what you just said, which means a couple things. One, you say this on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you don't respect us as individuals because you never stop to take 2 seconds to think about how you saying that would make us feel. So, like, in those situations, it would always be context, because just like Mez was saying, like, it's always got to be, like, what is the circumstance and what is the situation?
Mm-hmm. I respect that. I respect that.
Facts.
That's all facts right there.
But,
so there's the answer.
So let me ask you a question. We could, this would be the last question. We could wrap it up. But if you're in a relationship, right, and you're not, like, y'all just dating, and then he gets down on one knee and proposes to you in front of people, right? And you don't want to marry him. Mm-hmm. And he proposes to you. You got all your friends, family there. He done set up a thing. He surprises you. He proposes to you. And you don't want to marry him. But he gets down and says, will you marry me? What do you do?
I'm so petty.
No. Yo.
Speak it.
In front of your family, his family, friends. He done set up a nice, he got the cameraman there, dude playing the violin.
So I guess it depends on the relationship, because, and how it is. Because if it's some fuck shit going on in your relationship, then I'm probably going to be the petty one and be like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah.
In front of everybody. I don't, because you know good and goddamn well we ain't ready for this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But if it's...
he on Instagram Live.
On Instagram Live and everything. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Now it's my time to shame your ass, because you was just out here fucking all these bitches.
Yeah.
Shaming me. So now I'm about to change this table.
Yeah.
Nah, but... I wouldn't know, man. I probably wouldn't say I do, because I'm not gonna.
Really?
If I don't want to, why would I give
to
that?
Spare his feelings?
To spare his feelings?
Yeah.
I probably would just hug and hug him.
Yo.
Embrace him.
That would feel so fucking bad.
No,
yo.
Because guess what? I didn't say yes or no.
That's
you
a no.
I'm saying? No, it's not. I'm Listen. Crying like, oh. You gotta put
everybody on. Like, what? So what do you say? Like,
so if they do, I don't know, man. That's a good one. I guess it depends. So, okay. So in my relationship now, if my nigga had did that and mm-hmm. I didn't want to marry him.
Yeah.
I would definitely spare his feelings.
Okay.
Yeah. I would definitely spare
You would
his
just
feelings.
Say yeah?
I would just say yeah to get on with it. And then we going to have that conversation in the car.
That's what I would want. The same
yeah,
way,
definitely. Like. But like I said, it depends on relationship. Because if you did that shit and you know our shit is rocky, I'm not faking fun.
Now, what if you say no, right? Is the relationship over after that?
I'm pretty sure it is.
No, on your point. Like,
on my point, if I say no?
Yeah.
Yeah, because how else could we go on? You're going to always feel some type of way.
It's over. Especially if you say no in front of my family and friends.
And your family and friends. Yeah, it's over. Yeah. It's nothing for us to talk about.
It's nothing to talk about. Yeah. It's I don't fuck with you.
Stupid ass bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, imagine that. That would be heartbreaking.
It would be. But I mean, honestly though, he probably I don't know, because I just feel like, why would you if I say no,
yeah,
then obviously you know you a clown for even coming at me with that question in public.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, why would you even address me in front of people? Because now I feel like you putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Then it's real shit. Like, because why would I say no? If everything is all good and we ready for that next level, why would I say no?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, a lot of times when that happens, is a nigga trying to save a relationship.
Save a relationship.
He been fucking up and he don't want you to leave.
Exactly. And I'm looking at you like, you trying to trap me or you want some fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're not going to do. So now I gotta let you know.
Yeah, I would want to be let. I would want you to just be like, yes. And then when we get up out of there, like, yo, bro, you tripping.
Right.
But the relationship is over after that.
After that.
If I propose and you say no.
Ain't no coming back from that.
There's nothing to talk about.
How you coming back from that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about a woman proposing to a man?
Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Great question.
That, yo, I would be so devastated. Like, that would probably end the relationship.
Why?
We're not doing that.
I just want to know why.
Yeah, Morgan looking like, nigga, what?
So is that?
Yeah, can you imagine she get down on her knee like, will you marry me? What, I'm supposed to put my hand out for her to put a ring on my hand? Man, I feel like the man. It's no way.
So that's
yeah,
that dominant. So that's when you don't want the woman to be dominant, right?
Facts. Because in that, I'm not gonna be submissive in that.
Nah. Because what's the next steps after that? You're supposed to cry.
Yep. And then put my hand up like, look, y'all.
Look, y'all. I got married.
And then she got the hashtag, he said yes.
He said yes.
Man, come on.
He said yes.
Man, there's no fucking way.
And the fact that she bought the ring too.
Oh man. Yo, I would be devastated. Huh? Yeah.
right. Violin come out of play?
Nah. I'll be like, yo, I would break the violin. Like, yo,
so
fam. Wait,
so my thing is, real quick, my thing is, so how would you show that ring if it did happen? Are you going to prance not... the hand or are you going to hold no. it up?
I'm like, yo, put it back in the box and show it. Like, we can sit it right here on the table, take a picture of it if we did say you're not, there's no way I'm going to be sitting here putting my hand. He said yes.
He said yes. Hashtag.
Say yes to
yo,
the tux.
Go on your Instagram right now and see how many things
oh,
it is
shit.
With hashtag
right
he said yes.
Right I'm looking it up right
it's
now.
It's got to be a yeah. thing.
He said.
Because remember that bitch that just proposed to Rick Ross?
What?
Yeah, like in the crowd. She was like a fan and she literally.
168,000. Oh, but it's a bunch of gay dudes. All right. Oh,
okay.
That makes
okay.
sense. Yeah, it's
okay,
mad
well,
gay
yeah, that
dudes
do make sense. Nah, see? We can't even say certain shit.
Come on, I got to get out this page. This is wild. These niggas is pissing and tongue.
Now that's going to be in yeah. your
oh, now it's on my algorithms. Niggas, God.
Not your ass.
I'm going to have to reset my shit. They're going to start sending me all type of shit. Y'all done set me up.
I didn't mean...
This shit is over. We out of here. Right. Now, this time I can't even press the views and the appeal because
right,
it is
right,
on.
Because it is on man. You, right? My bad, bro.
Now, but where can they find you at again?
The Zen Room. Come holla at your girl. Get all your skincare services done. I'm here for you.
What's the Zen Room?
The
and
Zen Room.
What was the alcohol?
The alcohol is Jador Dream Bar, bartending services. But you could just look up Jador.
And of course, y'all know where to find Morgan.
Morgan.
True.matriarch. Y'all know where I'm at this point of our relationship.
Holla at us.
And we out of here, man. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
for sure,
you.
Man. Thank you for coming. You know, anytime you want to come through, just chop it up.
All right.
Pull up.
I got that invitation.
For sure. For
okay.
sure.
Okay.
All right, yo. We out of here.
I hear they conversations. Hear they talking funny. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. I hear they conversations, hear they talking funny. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. Shit, I believe, I pray before I go to sleep. Shit, I set my alarm just to wake the heat. Pray to A to B, I even got a Z plan. Trying to master the universe, call me E-Man. I'm into buying lots, designing all my hind pots. But I made my own now, believe my design. Why believe? Me take up a company I never imagined. I'm learning about fabric, yeah, I'm fucking with fashion. Trying to learn it all, please don't confuse it with bragging. Got my own logo, niggas won't tell me I'm jacking. The license and the trademarks go together. Print 100 up, the mask, hats, and the sweaters. Get you one, I'm getting them off. Hit me in my DMs if you're concerned with the cost. Breathe energy, life and equality. Virus and education, put it all on me. I hear they conversations, hear they talking funny. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. Please tell them don't talk to me unless they talking money. I hear they conversations, hear they talking funny.